One of your items, please.
How about this cassette?
Is it 99 cents?
It's $1.07 with tax.
You ever think about changing the sign?
It's not really up to me.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Happy Holidays.
I said Merry Christmas.
Happy Holidays.
Just say Merry Christmas.
Management doesn't want us saying that.
Just say it!
Happy Holidays!
I used to love Christmas, but now the liberals have decided that Christmas is offensive. Someone's feelings could get hurt. You know who's to blame for this? Well, do you?
Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda.
From Buffalo, New York, where the ultimate tool to fight choking on Ted's hot dogs is a glass of Loganberry. It's the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast.
Welcome to the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast, where we talk about the ups, downs, left, rights,
and a partridge in a pear tree
of the Buffalo music scene. I'm Ryan Gurnett, and I've been wondering, is You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch the first ever diss track?
I'm Nate Nawarda, and definitely not. It's I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
What?
Yeah, Mommy is a whore.
Oh, all right. Well, today on episode number 26, we celebrate the holiday season in style. We'll be having a discussion about our favorite holiday songs. We're going to ask Santa for some gifts for the Buffalo music scene. We're going to talk previous and upcoming shows, and what Christmas episode would be complete without some snow. So we have Meredith Snow, in my opinion, the best live music photographer in Buffalo, is here. Hi, Meredith.
Hello.
So, our backup singer, Mr. Will Webb, is sick. So we thought we'd have you join us for the whole episode. We're so happy to have you on.
Thank you.
So we're going to talk some upcoming shows first, but we will get to all the trials and tribulations of music photography in Buffalo, New York, and everywhere, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Jess from Orations, The Baby Machines, and Ghostwater, and you're listening to the Struggle Is Real podcast on allwny.com.
Got no mistletoe for you, but I waited outside all night until my lips turned blue. I cannot afford 5 golden rings. All that I can offer is the joy the season brings. They'll walk the streets till
Hey, Nate, have you been to any shows lately?
I've been in hibernation the past couple weeks.
Nothing for you?
Just eating and sleeping. But I heard you were at the Rubble Bucket gig.
It was really cool. Rubble Bucket, from everything I talked about them on the last episode. They were just like, they were a married couple. And I knew they, and I heard they kind of on and off had a touring band, but I kind of came into the show expecting just like this like tiny little two-piece band on stage. They came out as a six-piece band. They had two trumpet players. Their singer played baritone sax and guitar and sang. They had a guitar and bass player who were like in lockstep dancing, like choreographed around the stage. Cool. And it was just like, I love being able to, like, New Pornographers is another band that does it. I just love seeing a band that just, it's joy on stage. Like, it's just, they're having a good time, and they just want everyone else to have a good time. And the vibe was great, and they were awesome. And Babeville's always a good place to go to. The sound was good for Rubble Bucket. And the kids from Northampton, Massachusetts opened up. They were fine. The singer kind of has a what's her name? Florence Welch, kind of vibrato, and kind of she's kind of like a this tall woman with like long flowing hair and robes. So,
are you sure it wasn't just Florence Welch? You're describing Florence Welch.
It might have been Florence Welch. I'll have to look into that. But yeah, that they were fine. I think they were having some sound problems. But Rebel Bucket was like I said, it was a really impressive show, and I kind of went in blind, so not knowing there'd be that full band. It was It was pretty awesome.
And that was in like the main room at Babeville, not the downstairs?
Yep. It was pretty packed. It was a bigger crowd than I thought. I'd never heard of Rebel Bucket until a couple weeks earlier.
Yeah, I hear of them.
So cool. It is the Christmas season. I wanted to talk about my favorite Christmas songs and your favorite Christmas songs.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, maybe we can come to some sort of agreement on the top Christmas songs, or maybe we'll just kind of argue with each other about it. I have a feeling there's going to be some disagreements here. Oh. And I have one like obscure song that you've probably never heard of, so that doesn't really help.
Ooh.
So I'm calling you out. You guys don't know all the underground underground Santa Claus shit like I do.
Yeah, mine are mostly mid-tier.
Well, let's hear your list, Nate.
I'm going to start?
Yeah, I'll let you start.
Okay. We'll go in order of obscurity. So, my number three would be Christmas Card from a Hooker in Minneapolis by Tom Waits.
Ooh, I support that decision.
But the live version where he sings Silent Night first, it's on YouTube. You can find it. Ooh. It's phenomenal. I don't even like that much Tom Waits. I just really like that song. Number two is The Pogues, Fairy Tale of New York.
I don't think I know that, actually.
That's a really good one. It's folky but with like a Celtic twist.
Yeah.
All their stuff is good, but that's just a really good Christmas song, and it's a fun duet. And then number one would just be this is kind of a normie pick, but the Christmas song, Nat King Cole. It's a classic.
Oh, all right.
It's simple.
That is a respectable list.
It has that gives me the warm fuzzy feeling inside.
there's nothing about that list that makes me want to yell at you, Nate. Now, Meredith, do you have a top three for us?
I'm not a huge Christmas song person, but there are some. There are some. I like Dominic the Donkey.
Really?
It's one of those obscure things that I'll listen to. I know.
When I was in college, I think like my freshman year, that was when that like first like came out. And oh my God, every irritating drunk girl around Christmas, like you couldn't go to the bars. But that's all right. I'm okay. I'm not going to yell at you for that.
I have a better one, though.
Okay, hit me.
All right. it's the Weather Girls, the same ones who did like It's Raining Men.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Santa, Bring Me a Man This Christmas.
Oh my God, I haven't heard that. That sounds wonderful.
Wow. Are all their songs just about like
it must
obtaining
be.
Men?
It's a good laugh. It's good.
Oh man, that is I really wish we could play like more licensed music on this because I'd love to just hear a little of that.
We'll listen to it not on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On headphones and we can describe
hit
it.
Hit pause,
to you.
Go listen to it, come back.
Yeah, that's okay. All right. Do you have any more, Meredith? Do you have a number one?
My classic one is Carol of the Bells.
Oh.
And the newest version I listen to that I really enjoy is Lindsey Stirling.
I have been hearing, everyone loves Lindsey Stirling. I need to kind of check out more of her
stuff. Yeah, I just came across it on YouTube the one day I was hanging out. I'm like, this is fantastic.
Is she a violinist, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Puts on fantastic live performance.
I've been seeing her name everywhere recently. I'm kind of
Is she coming to Buffalo? I saw her on like a billboard. Maybe she was already here. Maybe it was like over the summer.
She usually comes at least once a year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you seen her live?
Yes, at Art Park.
Ah.
Yeah, I photographed her two years ago.
Nice.
She, December 5th, the day this episode comes out, she's playing at Shays.
Perfect.
At Shays. That's probably a good venue for that.
So, you know, for those people who download and listen to this podcast immediately when it airs.
You still got time.
You still got time. Run out that door and see Lindsey Stirling. Go, pause it.
Go,
listen to,
go.
Again, pause. This is the part you can pause. Listen to it in the car ride there. Go see Lindsey Stirling. Listen to us on the ride back.
Yeah. So how about you, Ryan?
Oh, my list.
Top three?
All right. Let me see here. Number three is Father Christmas by the Kinks.
Mm.
Are you familiar, Nate?
Can you sing it, or are we not allowed to sing it?
Oh, we can sing a little. I'm trying.
I'm sure I would. I can't think of the melody or
Father
anything.
Father Christmas, give me some money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I gotcha.
I was a big fan of that. I think that was in Step Brothers during the Christmas scene. I think they play that.
I didn't see
that's
that
always.
Movie in a long
it's
time.
Just it's you know a lot like some of the message at the end about you know remembering all the kids who don't have money for toys and stuff. I always thought that was a nice touch, and I love the Kinks and their jangly, poppy British goodness.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, number two is it's an obscure one. It's a band called Eastern Conference Champions. The song is called Saving Christmas. You can go and YouTube that and listen to it for a minute or two if you want. They kind of have like it's an indie rock sound. The singer kind of has like the Bob Dylan sort of like that, which I can usually find like extremely irritating. And I'm not even really a fan of like the rest of a lot of their music, but he makes it work on that one. And they've got like there's big bells and
yeah,
it's just a very big grandiose Christmas song. And number one, it's really the only answer. It's Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC. The greatest Christmas song of all time.
Forgot about that one.
I know. I've been making Christmas mix CDs since like probably like when Nate was literally in kindergarten. And Christmas in Hollis, first track. Every CD I've ever made for a Christmas mix, it's always first. I just it gets me in the mood for it, and I think it's perfect the way it is. Like it's just like it's a nice photograph of, you know, hip hop in 1986-ish.
Yeah.
And yeah. So Meredith.
Yeah.
You're not in a band, so we don't have any music to play. So we asked you what you would recommend to play.
Mm-hmm. We're going to listen. We're going to take 2 minutes and listen to your photos.
Yes.
Starting now. And then we just play 2 minutes of silence. What do you think about that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't have the
it's
patience.
Very John Cage.
I can't be quiet for 2 minutes, so that'll have to be edited in. Do you remember what band you recommended when I asked you?
Intent to Sell.
Yes. So
did he get a hold of you?
Yes.
Okay.
So I have some Intent to Sell.
Yeah. Here is Eye Up by Intent to Sell.
goal driven. Mind is shit prolific. See it from the outside. Nothing's out of your limit. I'm in my zone. Gotta be home if I had a dollar for every time that I roam. I'll be rich. Ain't that a bitch? Sometimes I paint a sad picture. That's a good one. Even though I preach it, I'm not far as I could come. Though I should, when I stay. Right it, I push, son. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway. Don't be a shook one. Meals, you gotta cook one. Look, before you speak, don't be too quick to act. And don't stand as weak. Look to the peak. Lethal product, lots of people's honest. Free the free minded, they got us. By the three bonded, blinded, lead us and leave us to die. Don't look down. What I'm trying to say is now, don't give it to the hype. Your mind will be wiped. You need to see it as it is tight. Don't come back with a bite. Have it ready, aim steady, pray heavy. Learn from your elders, stay in the school. Don't be a fool, learn from the facts. Form your own opinion, your thoughts are your dominion. Mind force with crimson, be a force to form a difference. A mathematician, scientist, or a poet, be a dreamer. You're just I up, show it, my mindset. I bestow it, I hope it, and that I know. Till the day that I go, go, go. I keep my eye up.
We got some questions for you.
Hell
Meredith
yeah, we got some questions.
Snow. Is that your real name? It sounds like too good to be your real name.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like a fake like metal band
it's
singer.
It's a stage name. You know,
yeah,
you're a band
absolutely.
Photographer.
I mean, it could be, but
you
yeah,
gotta have a stage
my
name.
God-given name. Mm-hmm.
Like you could, like, if you were in, like, an Evanescence cover band, I feel like Meredith's... and I heard, like, Meredith Snow was the name of, like, the singer. I'd be like, yeah, that fits. How long have you been doing the live music photography in particular?
8 years.
8 years.
I know.
So, do you play an instrument?
I tried the piano and the violin. That failed miserably.
All right. So then you decided. Did you make a conscious decision towards music photography, or were you just interested in photography?
You know, I dated this musician who was in a band. He was in Canada Theory Mass Casualty. And, you know, we had been dating 5 years, and during that 5 years, I'm like, I'm going to just buy a camera and take some pictures. It'd be fun. And, you know, I took pictures, and it just kind of really snowballed from there. People liked what I had taken to them.
Meredith snowballed?
It Meredith snowballed.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, your name just lends itself to too many jokes. Continue.
Yeah.
And I mean, it just really had snowballed from there. I had taken them. I put them on Facebook. You know, they were now looking back on them. I don't know what they were thinking. They thought they were good. They were just being nice to me.
Yeah.
But I mean, it really just, you know, went from there. You know, Lee Hoffman should have an honorable mention because he took me under his wing when I first started, all the way up until now, even to this day.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He's a fantastic mentor.
Yes. We should have many, many mentors within the Buffalo music scene for lots
So you started stuff. With band photography.
Yeah. I did not pick up a camera and take pictures of people prior
to.
Wow. It went right from music photography. It kind of went backwards.
Yeah. Good for you. So yeah, you're self, awesome. Not self-taught because you had a mentor, but it's not like you didn't go to school for it or anything.
Yeah.
Trial and error.
So what kind of gear does one use for music photography?
I have two Nikon D700s. They're like 10 years old, but they work phenomenally.
Awesome.
You're a Nikon person?
I'm a Nikon.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm
just messing with you. I don't gear shaming.
There's a beautiful thing about Nikon, though. You can use lenses from like 15, 20 years ago, and they still work on new bodies.
I don't have anything against you. I'm not trying to gear shame you. I think that... If you get good pictures, it really doesn't matter what you use.
That's right. And that is one thing Lee did teach me is like, doesn't matter what kind of gear you have. You know what?
Yeah.
Just do it.
You could take, I mean, iPhones now have pretty great cameras.
Oh, okay.
That's where you draw.
Talk about gear shaming.
That's where you draw the line.
So, what's a great shot to you? Like what makes for a great live music photo?
You look at it and you have some sort of emotion towards it. There are rules in photography, like rule of thirds and this and that. You know what? I don't pay attention to them. Through my camera, I'm looking at that musician. I'm like, I want someone to look at this photo and feel something. Whether it's like they're in the middle of a bass line and we all know the bass face
or the drummer
face. Like, I want to pull that from my gig.
Awesome.
And just make them feel something.
Yeah.
I love that. That's awesome.
Thanks.
This is why Meredith Snow is the best photographer in New York. So, Snowfall Photography, where is the address for that for all the people who want to look it up while they're listening to the podcast?
You can just go on, not my house address, but you can just go on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
And it's Snowfall Photography.
Snowfall Photography on Instagram is just _131.
All right.
Someone stole that from me already.
No. Well, 130 people, it sounds like, got ahead of you.
Yeah.
Give us a story. Give us a story about a bad gig that you had. like, you don't have to name names. I mean, you can if you want.
I will, because it ended up good.
Okay.
I was at Stamps. And I was
I was
taking pictures for a metal gig, and I was on my little step stool, because anyone who met me in person in real life knows how short I am. And I was close to the stage, trying to stay away from the mosh pitters. Someone, I don't know if they purposely tried to do it, had knocked me off my stool. I hit my head on the stage and the speaker, and I hit my finger too, which it didn't break, thank goodness. So what I did, Darcy and JR is from a band, Diceris, and that's his wife. Mm-hmm. I put my gear down. I was like, Darcy, watch this. I went up to that kid, and I threw him against the wall. I was very upset.
Oh, man.
Good for you.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome.
Good for you.
Anyone who knows me, I'm a little spunk, so I don't take nothing.
I love that. No, you usually have to take
You
shit
gotta
like
set
that.
An example, you know? You
right.
gotta set an example.
But, you know, Darcy and JR had checked me, make sure I'm okay. And, you know, just honorable mention there.
Nice. All right. So, don't fuck with Meredith Snow.
That's
one of the morals of if, so if you see her taking photos.
It's a good size floor. You can avoid easily.
Yeah. Mosh pit somewhere else.
Yeah. Like, if we know Stamps, it wasn't packed, probably. There was some spare room.
Yeah.
There really wasn't packed, no.
Yeah, there was probably some wiggle room.
There is some wiggle room.
You had enough room to lay down on the floor.
So are you born raised in Buffalo, or?
Born in Conroe, Texas, but I moved up here at 6 months. So I just call Buffalo my hometown.
All right, cool. So have you been into the Buffalo music scene for, you know, longer than your photo time?
Since you were even younger? Oh, goodness, yes. Actually, my uncle, rest his soul, he used to work for the Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh.
And, you know, he had did lights and sound for them before, like, they had hit it big because he stayed home and stayed local. He worked at clubs like Rock and Roll Heaven.
Oh, sure.
I don't know if that rings a bell to you. But I would sneak into shows when I was little. I don't know if you remember Arm Cannon.
Oh, they yeah. Did,
yeah, that was my very first show when I was a little kid.
Oh, yeah.
He took me to a club, and that's what I
there's,
listened to.
They're still around,
right?
They're
still playing.
He was going to be our guest a few episodes ago.
Oh, my goodness. He does, like, the Nintendo music and stuff,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's still playing.
Isn't it a band, though, or no?
I think it's Danimal Cannon also plays under Arm Cannon. I don't know if there's other people with him or not, but it's the same.
Oh.
Because I remember seeing him once, and he mentioned, I'm like, oh, yeah, I really wanted to see Arm Cannon. He's like, oh, that's me. And I'm like, oh.
Is that like the full band?
I don't know.
My old guitar teacher was in Arm Cannon.
Oh.
Mike Willard.
Well, now I want to look this up. You guys talk about stuff. I'm gonna look this up.
Sorry. Arm Cannon was your first show?
That was my first show. I had to be, oh my goodness, 13, 14?
Which bar were you sneaking into?
It was Rock and Roll Heaven. In Depew, next to the DMV.
All right, police, this is where you go. They're letting in underage Meredith Snow.
If any of you are looking for any last-minute gift ideas for me, I have one. I like Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight. I want him brought from his happy holiday slumber over there in Melody Lane with all the other rich people, and I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is! Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
This is Meredith Snow, and you're listening to the Struggle is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on allwny.com.
Let's say I hire Meredith Snow. Mm-hmm. What are things that I could do to make my band more photogenic?
You know what? If you want to make sure, you know, like, just touch up your face shaving-wise, or, you know, make sure you don't look sloppy. Because there's only so much I can edit. I can't edit... just mangled beard or like your sloppy right. shirt that maybe
yeah,
doesn't fit.
Yeah, you won't Photoshop out my mustard stains.
No, you're on your own.
So, do you think stage makeup makes a big difference for something like that? Or do you think that's too far?
I feel like that's too far.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, if we're doing like promos and things like that, if that's your cup of tea, by all means do it. If you're on stage, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be sweating it off anyways.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're absolutely right about that.
Usually dark and there's lights, right? Like, yeah. It kind of washes it out.
Yeah. But no, so, like, everyone's just kind of cool. Like, they kind of let you do your thing then?
Yeah. Cool. 9 times out of 10, they're like, you know what? I trust you. And I take the time to research their band so I can kind of get a vibe what we're going for.
Sure.
Can you give us, like, 3 things, like, do not ever do this to a photographer? Or, like, don't behave this way when you're getting photos. Because there's got to be, like, a behavior or, like, some sort of thing that people constantly say to you. Like, how can bands treat photographers better, right? Like,
yeah, what can bands do to make your job easier? Is that kind of what you're shooting for?
Yes, yeah. That's what I'm trying to ask.
Cohesively talk to each other, like, what you're going to wear. I always suggest, you know, like, if you really don't know, I will come over your house and we will go through your closet. I am okay with that. But, I mean, as far as, you know, like... Have a little faith in me. You know, I've been doing this for a long time. Don't be too overbearing, like, this is what I want. Yeah, okay, this is what you want. But have a little faith as far as me posing you a little and giving you a little love. I have to fix your shirt. You know, things like that.
Yes. So, who's the most famous band you ever worked for?
I work for a couple, but I had to say my favorite was Our Lady of Peace.
Oh, really?
The nicest people ever.
Because
I thought, you know, I had gotten an email from their manager, and I thought it was a joke. I thought somebody was playing a joke on me. They're like, we're coming to town. We want to hire you. I'm like, okay. So, you know, I had backstage, had met them, the sweetest people. And the same token, I went backstage. I'm not super familiar with, like, other bands and Collective Soul.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know of them. I didn't really, like, know them personally. Walking backstage, they're just sitting there having beers. They're like, and, you know, partaking in other activities. They're like, you want to sit and have a beer? I'm like, yeah, all right. Who gets to do that every day?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I want to have a beer with Collective Soul. That sounds great.
But yeah, I mean, Our Lady Peace, the just genuine people.
That's awesome.
I know. I think this is a thing a lot of photographers struggle with. Have you found, like, any establishments or, like, retailers that will accept exposure as a viable payment?
Funny story. This happened not too long ago. Somebody who also is a tattoo artist, I will not be name dropping, was having an event at Buffalo Iron Works, or no, Buffalo River Works, I'm sorry, and had asked me, you know, are you available this day? Sure, absolutely. These are my prices. Well, I was just going to give you, you know, a ticket for you and a couple of friends for a few hours. I'm like, honey, that doesn't pay my bills. Do you tap two people for like 5 hours and, you know, expect no payment? Like, I got to pay my electricity bill and, you know, put some food on the table.
I got, from everything I've seen from a couple of my other friends, it seems, who do photography, it seems like almost you hear photographers being offered exposure as payment even more than musicians do. And that's...
Yeah. Well, I think the thing is musicians, like, don't even have the expectation of making money. It's like so many bands are just, it's doing it as a hobby.
Yeah, no.
Where photographers, absolutely. Like, it's actually a viable, it's, I think it's, makes more sense. Like, you have, it could be your career. Like,
yeah.
It's super hard to make it in as, like, a freelance musician, I think. Not that, like, it's not hard. I'm not saying, like, that you don't, like, work, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think it's a more realistic career choice. To say, like, I'm going to be a photographer. Whereas a lot of musicians are just kind of like weekend warriors. Like, they don't care if they make any money from the gig. Like,
I'm usually good with some pizza, to be honest.
Right? Like, some of the bands I know, like, one band in particular, one, the singer is a pharmacist. The bass player is, what is he, a physical therapist. And the other one's actually going to school for pharmacy, too, like,
I should be in this band. I think these guys can help me out.
Like, I can't even think of, like, more than a couple Buffalo bands that, like, do that as their job. And anyone who does, they have, you know, it's like they're teaching is their main, like, teaching. Yeah.
Right, like, break.
They're a professional
box.
Musician because they're, like, a guitar teacher or something. Have you run into, like, ever people, like, either stealing your photos or, like, not crediting you? Because I've seen, like, stories around, like, there was that big story with Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Yes, I did read that.
Yeah. What are your thoughts about bands doing that?
It's highly unethical. I don't take your music and, you know, sell it to somebody, because that's what happens sometimes. They'll sell photos and people make money off of my photo and I don't even realize it. Let me go take, you know, something you put your blood, sweat, and tears into and sell it on a jingle for $1,000. How would you feel?
Absolutely.
Bad.
So, I think when I was on the Think So Joe show with you, I think you were talking about someone. Do you remember who that was? I'm trying to pull up that story in my brain and it's not working.
Refresh me a little. What were we talking about?
Oh, no.
So long ago.
Oh, man. I think it was a website or a band where he was using your photos without your permission and you asked him to take them down.
Oh,
and...
yes. It was an artist. Or no, actually, another photographer had tried to, like, shame this band. In turn, had stole the promo photos that we had done and made a meme out of it. And I had contacted him over the course of a day, probably like 15 times. I'm like, listen, this is highly unethical. You come from the same background I do. We work, you know, put our blood, sweat, and tears into this stuff. And because you have a beef with the band, don't take it out of my work and shame my work.
Sure.
And I eventually had to take it to Facebook and be like, you got to take it down. And they did. Because he wouldn't, you know, take it down.
Yeah. Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, it's like...
There's a lot of assholes out there. You got to be careful.
Mm-hmm. That's the risk you got to take sometimes.
So, what are... If I wanted to hire Meredith Snow, what are your rates like?
I mean, it varies by the gig, but an average gig for, you know, a half hour, I'll get you, like, 20, 25 fully edited photos. $100. Because I don't charge, like, obscene. Because let's be real. Either you're losing money at the gig, breaking even, or maybe make enough in gas for your gas tank.
Absolutely.
So I don't see the point in charging a lot of money. And I don't expect you to hire me for, like, every gig you have. Hire me for important ones, like, oh, my CD release party or something like that.
Sure.
Don't hire me just willy-nilly, which I'm totally okay with, but,
yeah,
you know. You sure. Don't need, there's some bands that hire me every month, and I'm like, You don't need that.
Yeah. Shh. Don't say that.
They might I love
listen.
Them, though.
They might listen. Don't let them know.
Do you think at what stage, like, say it's a young band coming up, at what stage, like, is it necessary to have professional photos? Or is it never? I mean, I'm sure you're going to say it is necessary. But
I mean, it is necessary, but...
But why? Why is it important for, like, an up-and-coming band to have really nice-looking photos?
Well, I mean, visually appealing is sometimes everything. Your music, it's great, but if you're looking, like, say, at a sandwich... For example, if you make a terrible-looking sandwich, you're going to think that's not going to taste very good. But if I take photos and I make you look fantastic, you're like, wow, that looks great. You know, their music's probably great. And that draws you into that.
Absolutely. I think you can just tell the difference between that mm-hmm. professional. I mean, Meredith did a bunch of photos for us. And, like,
yep.
That looks way better than if my wife, who doesn't listen, so I can...
I love your wife.
Yeah, she's great. But, like, you know, my wife can't get them to look that nice. So, but I think it does give you kind of that extra bit of sheen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it kind of depends on how professional the band wants to
exactly.
look, too.
Exactly, yes.
You know, I look at Spotify for some bands, and some bands aren't even bothered to, like, put in a description. So if you're going to kind of be kind of blasé about it, then you probably don't. But if you want your shit together, if you want it to look like you're, mm-hmm. you know, doing stuff and you're... good, then I think that's the way to go.
Absolutely.
Cool. Well, Meredith, thank you so much. We're gonna have you on the next couple segments if you want to hang out, but
sure.
Cool. Well, I guess Will's gonna put it a drop here. And
Before we do that, is there anything else that you wanted to say or plug or
yeah, absolutely. Anything?
I mean, my name is Meredith, and you can find my work on Snowfall Photography on Facebook, on Instagram. I do things other than music. If you need Christmas photos, engagement photos, wedding, I do it all.
Cookie photos
with Karina, yes. Yeah. So you know what? I'm easygoing and friendly. Just reach out to me anytime.
Absolutely. And I've worked with Meredith a couple times, and I can always tell you she is super easy to work with. So awesome. Well, thank you. And we'll pop right back. I guess Will's going to put a drop here, and you're listening to the Struggle is Real Buffalo Music Podcast. On allwny.com.
Hi, this is Gabriel Wells from Dream Beaches, and you are listening to The Struggle is Real, Buffalo Music Podcast on allwnyradio.com.
Hey, Nate.
Hey, Ryan.
So I've been writing a letter to Santa about some things that the Buffalo music scene could use for Christmas. Do you guys have any thoughts? What could the Buffalo music scene use for Christmas?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Do you want me to start?
Yeah, you start. All right. You start.
Dear Santa Claus, can we please start compensating our artists appropriately? In 1976, it was normal for a bar owner to pay $100 for a band. And that amount... seems a lot to even artists now.
What does that translate to now?
That translates to $440. I'm so happy you asked that question. It was like I cued you, but I didn't. So, yeah, like, let's figure this out. Like, let's get some people paid, whether, you know, it's about charging an extra dollar or two at the door or just finding other ways to kind of get these people paid. We have a lot of great musicians, and we should be trying to promote growth. And I think, you know, given a little more for what they do is helpful to that. I'd also like to ask Santa to please give Joe Kent software that makes him not record our Warped Tour broadcast.
Okay.
Oh, I remember that day.
Yeah, that had to go in there. I'd like to ask Santa Claus for a cool punk festival to take place now that Warped's gone.
Yes.
I'm going to miss it. Like, I haven't gone in the last 15 years outside of this year, but going back, it's like, this is fun. It needs to be for the kids. I feel like it needs to be there
for the kids.
Like,
yeah, for the kids. Yeah,
yeah. So if anyone wants to put one together, just, you know, give me a call. I'd like to have Santa Claus please instill all of our friends with the mental focus to not need to be reminded 10 times to come to a show. Or Santa, just give them some calendars. Santa, we also need more parking.
Yeah.
That's just...
Oh, my goodness.
Need more parking. And we need clean bathrooms, clean floors, and clean glasses.
Sunday, one of my Broadway shows.
And I shouldn't have to ask for any of those.
I get the glasses. Clean bathrooms is a take it or leave it. Like, what do you expect when it's like a dive bar? And clean floors, it's a floor. It's not going to be clean. I don't know what you're expecting.
I cleaned a bathroom at Uncle Joe's Diner when I was a kid. And you know what? Keeping a bathroom that like that's as tiny as some of these clubs clean is nothing. It takes 5 minutes. It's, oh, man.
Did you ever go to Broadway Joe's?
Oh boy.
Talk about clean bathrooms.
I have a really weird story about Broadway Joe's. It was I was supposed to play a show there. I was promised that the other band sold 50 tickets. They sold zero.
Shocking.
So the bathroom, I don't know how the ladies' room is like at Broadway Joe's.
It's awful.
The men's room, it's basically just like this tiny stall without a door, basically. So I used the bathroom and I plugged the toilet. But I wasn't.
We should have door. Done, we didn't have a toilet.
I wasn't done
seat.
Taking care of myself. And so I've got my pants around my ankles as I'm plunging the toilet, staring at the door, just hoping no one comes in. And since no one was at the club, no one came in.
Oh, okay. So, that's not how I thought that was going to end.
It all worked out. Yes.
No, me neither.
Good for you.
Yes, no one saw my ass. I'm really proud of that. But that was my singular Broadway Joe's experience. So tell me about the ladies' room.
Oh, let's see. I used to go there frequently. Let's see. No toilet paper. There was one time no toilet seat for like a month.
Goodness.
The door didn't really lock, so you had to pee and hold the door at the same time.
Yep, yep.
Oh, yeah, it's quite the task.
Oh, man.
No soap. It's a good time.
Oh, Broadway Joe's. I don't think anyone misses Broadway Joe's. So, Nate, got anything?
I'm pretty content. No, I wish that I want Santa to make the show start earlier.
There you go.
I'm an old man.
No, I don't know. Like, it seems like a lot of people who go to shows are like into those later start times. But it seems like all my friends who aren't going to shows, who'd like to go to shows, want those earlier times. So I think it's kind of hard to figure the two out.
Yeah, maybe it's just the people I'm not even old, but like neither like me or none of my friends or people I associate with like go out to bars till 2 a.m. Like, I like Nietzsche's at a venue, but I just, like, don't play there because they just start way too late.
They start at 10 and, like,
yeah. Or 9 on, they do 9 on weekdays. It's 9 to 1 on weekdays and 10 to 2 on weekends.
Yeah, who doesn't want to stay out till 1 on a Wednesday before you got to get up to work the next morning?
Irregardless, this plan at Nietzsche's tonight, I had talked to the drummer and they invited me. I'm like, oh, what time are you playing? 11. I'm like, I have to work the next morning. I have to be up at 6.
Jeez,
Yeah. Yeah, I think it just makes it easier, especially if promoters are expecting you to sell tickets. Like, it just makes it easier if they're expecting you to bring people in to start at a earlier time. Because, like, people who like to stay out late won't mind going to an early show when they can just go out after. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're going to lose the people who like to stay out late. You'll just get all the people who don't want to stay out late.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
And location is key.
The venues will figure it out someday, right?
I don't know.
No. I mean, I feel like tonight Nietzsche's will be packing no matter what time it is. Kids are getting out of college. Their finals are done. They'll be out drinking till who knows what time.
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, I have one more Christmas wish. And I really wish that my favorite local band, Passed Out, would be having some new music coming out soon. That would be wonderful. Wait.
It's a Christmas miracle.
It's a Christmas miracle. We have this exclusive new track from Passed Out that hasn't come out from their new upcoming EP, and it's called Baby Blue. And, Baby Blue June? Oh, okay. Yeah, it's called Baby Blue. And I want to thank Andy from Passed Out for sending it over to us. And, yeah.
Yeah.
Here it is.
So this is already, it's a single that's been released? Or?
No, this has not been released.
This is a premiere.
This is our first. This is our first ever premiere, I think. I don't think we've ever premiered. Astrobula, did we premiere that? Sort of?
Maybe. You heard it here first, folks.
Yes, Passed Out. This is called Baby Blue, and you are listening to the Struggle is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on allwny.com. Come.
says, hey, then here's your letter. Signed sincerely and love forever. Someone else says, thinking about her when you're not, when you're off somewhere else. Someone else says, thinking about her when you're not, when you're off somewhere else.
Yeah. Meredith wants to know what's coming up, Nate. Do you want to
know
what's coming up?
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like
Intent to Sell has a show on Saturday.
Oh. Winter is kind of a slow season in Buffalo, right?
No.
Are there even shows, dude? Like, are there even shows right now? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Shows are happening, man.
Prove it. Prove it, Ryan.
All right. Well, on December 29th, we are having a Buffalo Infringement Festival fundraiser at Nietzsche's. Oh. It is our annual Festivus fundraiser. So
Festivus for the rest of us.
Absolutely. So in addition to all the performances that we're going to have.
Will there be feats of strength?
Yes, there are. We're going to have feats of strength where we're going to have a competition where we have like three people try to hold up pieces of equipment. And we're going to see who can hold it up long enough. We're selling, actually Mr. Scott Leffler is donating some mini Festivus poles that we're going to be selling. And, we're also going to have an airing of grievances where if you have a, infringement related grievance, you can write it on a paper plate. And then, my friend DJ Soyotos, who's been doing a lot of the shows I've been doing and helping out, he's going to play some background music, and the Trash Can Cans, which is a local burlesque group, they are actually going to be doing their interpretation of the grievances that we have written.
This sounds wild.
I have no idea what's going to happen with that at all.
Have you done this before? Well, you said that you have it every year, but not this lineup of entertainment.
No. I think the airing of grievances has just basically been yelling at and I know at least for 1 year for the feats of strength, they had people arm wrestle the door guy at Nietzsche's.
Wow.
So it's been some different stuff. So that's kind of the whole theme for the night. In the front, we're going to have Bobby and the Love. I'm not super familiar with him. I think he's kind of like a rockabilly kind of performer. He has mentioned showing up in a Mickey Mouse head that he wears and handing out Christmas cookies and balloons and lights. So I'm super excited to see what's up with him. After that, we have Stock. They are led by Christina Stock, who's a local musician who's just kind of starting her first band. It's a real sweet kind of indie country Americana kind of sound. Ooh. To it. Friend of the podcast, Astrabula, is playing. I always look forward to seeing him.
Yeah.
His new album, I just listened to it for the first time today. Excellent, by the way. You should check it out. It's called Tyrone Street. We have Ghostwater, who were my favorite band from Infringement Festival.
Is it different than Ghost Pool?
Yes, I want them on the same show because that's what you do. You fill the ghost pool with ghost water.
Right.
Curtis Lavelle's playing.
Curtis Lavelle is awesome.
Yeah, she does amazing stuff with looping, and she's got an amazing voice. She's going to be performing. She's doing a solo performance. We're going to have Type Relevant, who will be playing at the end of this segment. They are a live hip-hop band, which that makes me excited. Friends of the podcast, Cardboard Homestead, are going to be playing an acoustic set up front with Cajon. And I mentioned we have the airing of grievances with DJ Soyotos. Nuke Fun is doing an acoustic set. And then DJ Soyotos is going to be have a dance party starting at 1:30.
That sounds packed. How long is this show?
It starts at 9 and it goes till 2.
Okay.
I just found out like a few days ago. I should have gotten this email like a couple weeks earlier. It's from Nietzsche's about everything they needed for the show. And it was like, yeah, it's about a month before, we need flyers and stuff. And it's like, this is 2 weeks out. Someone should have told me this. But one of the notes they had was they said, every show has to run until 2. So, like, I was going to have Nuke Fun end at, like, 1:30. No, like, you have to, if you're booking, that has to run until 2.
Really?
So.
Why?
Yeah.
I guess I had XM Priory tell me that they like stopped playing at like 3:30 and they did Last Call and people were still complaining about it. So I think Nietzsche's is just such a place to drink. I think they just want the entertainment there.
Right.
Especially if it's a fundraiser.
Yeah. No dead air.
You know, at least people in house at least need to get paid.
I think every show ever should end at 9:30.
I'm cool with
Are
like
you
11:30.
Old man.
Apparently,
I want 11:30 or midnight. That's like that's about all I can take.
No,
that's
that,
all I
that's
need.
An exaggeration. I think most shows could be earlier though. I'm just
yes,
I,
no,
I'm
I
a bit of an
yeah,
old,
especially on like
bit
a Sunday
man.
Or a weekday.
On a weekday for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I get you know weekend stuff, but when there's like a show at like Town Ballroom or something on a Tuesday, like why does it need to start at 8?
No, I will.
I'm old, I guess. What?
They start at 8 in Town Ballroom on the weekday.
No, I'm saying why does it need to start at 8?
Like why can't C1 start like at 7? Yeah. You know what? You start at 7, you can throw an extra local band on the bill.
Good.
Look at that. So that's December 29th. On December 30th, Johnny and the Man Kids, Passed Out, and All Poets and Heroes are playing at Mohawk Place. Johnny and the Man Kids, their album, which I believe is called We Are Johnny and the Man Kids, one of my favorite releases of the year. They've got a really cool kind of strokesy kind of sound.
Ooh.
And it's got a lot of classic rock influences, and they haven't been playing a lot of shows. Those guys are in college, so they're coming out for this. And they're playing with, like I said, Passed Out's like my favorite local band. Like, I love these guys. And their singer, Andy, has actually spent the last year living in Morocco. So I don't think they have played a show since, like, March. So they're coming back in town. They're playing this show. I think they're going to have a CD EP release party in a few weeks after that. But I'm really excited about seeing both of those bands. And I'm not super familiar with All Poets and Heroes, but...
No, I don't know.
Yeah, let's just assume they're good, too. And then, holy shit, 3 days in a row of this. On December 31st, All WNY's New Year's Eve show.
Yes.
It's coming to Stamps. It's going to be the second straight year. Days Ago are playing. I love them. We played them on the last episode. Tokyo Monsters, who they've got a cool progressive like Coheed and Cambria sound. I love Cardboard Homestead. I always like gushing about it. And I love those guys. So they're playing there too. And they're also playing with Yellow Sauce. And it's $5 in advance or $7 for tickets at the door. Yes, go check that out. Lots of cool bands.
Great show.
Yeah, it is. It's actually, like, I really like that bill a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a.
It's not like that other shit that Joe books. This is actually some good stuff.
That's a very fair price, too, for all those bands.
So, yeah, we are going to play Feel the Pain by Type Relevant here on the Struggle is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on allwny.com.
Giving up, it's slick enough to call you bluff. When you're falling off, steady falling off. Yeah, I'm working hard for the love. Once again, I must have been my way of life. Got them on, thinking twice about the price that I had to pay to find a better way. Now it's like day and night. Don't you know that we're alike? Everybody got a couple things that they gotta sacrifice for just to make it right. Get on the right course and fight for yours. Cause life is short, then life is gone. Who knows, it might be long, but it's not worth betting on. So let's get it on, that's food for thought. Grab your gift and move along. The whole crew is strong, the roots and all. Who's the cause? Move along or lose it all. The room is large, consume the lost art of doing it raw. The music and all, let's get it, huh? Got the tools, the heart, the blues, the soul, the rock and roll. Give a lot, take a little dose, but I know that we're getting close. You can feel the sun. I'll just feel the rain. You can feel the love. I'll just feel the pain.
I'm talking every day, been doing this forever, it'll never go away. Got a ton of pressure on my shoulders. For me, that's the only way. Been working way too hard for way too long, for way less than the goal rate. But yet the motor has to keep pace. Lack of sleep, go for days. Never tried cocaine, don't need no caffeine in the Mary Jane. But never will I need it, I could just breathe it. Never will I fully know the reason. Everybody got a crutch, yeah, the body is a vessel, but the mind need a little rush. Everybody wrestle with the devil, everybody need a little love. Plus everything you ever learn, understand where I'm coming from. Blank slate, elevate with the sun. Every day add up a brand new sum. Work's never done, gotta make another run. Take the pain as it comes. No, I guess I really can't get enough.
You can feel. It's time to stop! No more!
And that is all we have for episode number 26. Join us on January 1st for our Best of 2018 podcast, because, you know, it's time for a clip episode. We want a week off. So check that out. Will's been putting it together for weeks now. So I don't even know what's going to be on it. So like this is super secretive. So
if it's a best of episode, it's probably just going to be an hour of silence.
I'm hoping there's going to be at least one clip of me peeing, since Dennis was really into doing that for some reason.
Yeah.
It's a good thing we don't have clip on mics anymore.
Check out AllWNY at allwny.com or by downloading the AllWNY app. There you can find the local music stream and its family of podcasts, including Corey Comments, The Nick and Dan Show, The Think So Joe Podcast,
hosted by Karina DeFabio and Seven Cats, all humping each other at once,
and our personal favorite podcast, The Big Picture with Michael Sargent, where you can learn how to properly light your next photo session and how about the camera you use might report back to the government, so don't say anything too ethnic.
All right, you can find us at facebook.com/thestruggleisrealpodcast. You can find us on Twitter at SIRpodcastNY. You can find me on Twitter at Sir William Idol. That is all for us. Nate, have a nice Christmas. Meredith, have a nice Christmas. Mr. Will Webb, have a nice Christmas. And to all of our listeners, have a nice, safe holiday season. And, being a musician is chaos, so be kind to each other. See you next time and keep struggling.